This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi, so tonight we learn specially Lenishmas David Arbach, David Ben Chaim, on his Yahrzeit. So Neshama should have a lichtige Gan Eden. We also learn a Fushleim for the Yom Moshe Ben Chayesar, Yaakov Ben Basilev, for the Schus of Avram Yom Benish Mamak Yehudas and family. We are also dedicated by the Fisher family, Lenishmas Basi Basrab, Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Pel Bas Ruvain, by Yol Klugman and family. We learn a Fushleim for Yochai Ben Ruchama. We learn a Fushleim for Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, for Chanaba Shashabina, for Rivka Bashir Leia, Moshmeh Ben Esther Fradel, Meh Ben Chai Soda, should have a Rufu Shalema, Besech Shachel Yisrael. Mashpeles, this is a container that they transported manure in. They used manure for fertilizer. Shenifcha Sam Melikabel, remind him, it got a hole that was big enough to let out pomegranates. Ramea Matami, Ramea says that it's still susceptible to Tumas Medris, because although you can't use it anymore to transport the manure, but it could still be used as a seat. The Chacham Matarim, this was a concept that the Chacham told us earlier. The Chacham hold its tar, because since its main purpose is to transport the manure, once it's broken for its primary purpose, Butla Tfela, its secondary purpose of sitting, isn't enough, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumas Medris. However, as we start the 20th parak, the following items have two functions, but there isn't one primary. Hakorim, pillows, vaksosis, mattress, vasakin, and sack, vamatsufin, and containers for ships, shenifrasu, that are broken so that they can't be containers anymore, still are elu tamei medris. They're still tamei medris, even according to the Chachamim, because it's not, the primary function isn't a container, it's alternate functions. Ha-cluster is a feed basket that they put around the neck of the animal and it contained food in it. So a cluster, which is the size which can hold arba kavin, four kavin, haturmal, like the bag of the shepherd, if it could hold chameshim kavin, hakrisis, this is like a leather pocketbook, if it could hold saw, hachemish shel shivim kavin, a skin bottle that can hold seven kav, when these are that large, not only are they mekabel tuma from a mace, but people could sit on them and they're mekabel tumas medris. Rabbi Yehuda says they don't have to be so big. Af a riftzel, this is a small pouch that held spices. Va mizvoda is a small little carry bag. Even kolshein, even if they're not big at all, you could still put it down and sit on it. Harielu tmei medris. However, v'kulun shenifchasu, but if they became broken, so you can't use them for their primary purpose, tahirim, then they're tar also, they're not mekabel tumas medris if a zav or a zav or a nida sits on it. Mibnei shebatal ikur, once their primary function ceases, but la tfeila, they cease to be susceptible to tumah of medris, which is secondary. They cease to be susceptible if the Zav or the Nida sits upon it. We want to thank you very much for joining us again. While we are preparing a very exciting shiur on Akiv, we're looking for sponsors, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.